During the election, the ABC is trying to answer your questions on the issues that matter to you. One topic that's already come up is homelessness and housing affordability. So what's on offer from the major parties, and do experts in the homelessness sector think it's enough? Lexi Metherill reports.
51-year-old Raylene once managed a post office and owned her own home. Now she has a terminal illness and is homeless.
I worked really, really hard to get to where I was, to have what I had. And now because I'm in this situation, there's nothing. I've got nothing left.
She's been couch surfing since February last year, trying to stay close to her hospital in Gympie, north of Brisbane. She hasn't worked full-time since her multiple sclerosis flared up after she lost her house in the 2011 floods. She was diagnosed with breast cancer the following year, and the disability pension doesn't make ends meet.
It's dwindled all of my savings. You can't. It's $908 a fortnight. The average rental anywhere, you can't rent anything for under 250, even a one-bedroom unit. And the way everything's set up, that you have to prove that you earn at least three times the amount of rent on a weekly basis, there is nowhere. There is nowhere, even share accommodation. I've tried share accommodation and I still don't fit the bill.
Raylene wrote to the ABC to ask what politicians are doing about the housing crisis.
How are people supposed to afford to rent property when on the Sunshine Coast you're looking at about $700 a week? Most people don't earn $700 a week unless they're a politician.
Neither major party has committed to the homelessness sector's demand to correct the shortfall of 500,000 rental homes for people on low incomes. The Greens plan to push for that if they have the balance of power. Labor's key promise is to wind back negative gearing and capital gains tax exemptions to fund 250,000 new affordable rental homes over the next decade.
Which would be 20% below market rent, so that would free up the rental market.
But spokeswoman for the Everybody's Home campaign, Kate Colvin, says that still may not be affordable for all low-income earners. And she says there's no commitment to increase rent assistance.
What we really need is social housing investment, and that's still an outstanding commitment.
The sector praised the Coalition's decision several budgets ago to make previously non-recurrent homelessness spending recurrent. It's less thrilled with this year's budget. The Coalition has made a one-off $60 million commitment for crisis housing for women and children leaving family violence, but Kate Colvin says overall social housing and homelessness spending is 15% lower than 5 years ago.
Apart from the commitments or lack of them in the budget, we've not heard from the Coalition in the election about what they'll do on social housing and homelessness. So we're still pushing for further commitments, but with the budget out, not having those commitments at this stage doesn't look hopeful.
Raylene is not hopeful she'll have a stable home anytime soon. At the moment, she's just struggling to find $400 a month for medication.
The new medication that they've got me on is taking care of the nausea, which is great. I've actually put on a little bit of weight in the last couple of months, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up taking it because it's so expensive. It's a daily struggle.
Homeless woman Raylene, ending Lexi Metherill's report. And if you have a question you want answered, go to the Australia Votes on the ABC website and click on the You Ask, We Answer button.